Each year, the month of March is recognized as Women's History Month in the United States. From the beginning and continuing today, women religious in the Diocese of Buffalo have touched countless lives, from simple acts of love and encouragement to significant leadership roles which have shaped the diocese and the greater community. Here's Tara Potzler with just one of many examples of women religious of Buffalo who have made a difference.
Sister Ellen McCarthy was born into a family with 11 siblings, so she was already well accustomed to working and being among many children when she entered religious life. She was born in Lackawanna and then educated at St. John the Baptist School in Alden and St. Mary's High School in Lancaster. Upon graduation, McCarthy entered the Sisters of St. Joseph and embarked on a 20-year run as a teacher in Catholic schools within the Diocese of Buffalo. She later became principal at St. John the Baptist, holding that position from 1978 to 1988. During her time there, she oversaw capital projects including construction of a new library, science lab, lunchroom, and playground. Academically, McCarthy launched pre-K and Spanish language programs. Her loving work was not only with children. In 2003, Sister Ellen became the pastoral associate serving in adult ministry. She also engaged in end-of-life outreach, praying with people in hospitals, nursing homes, and in private homes as they prepared to pass from this world. She worked with family members preparing to bury and bid their earthly farewells to their loved ones. Sister Ellen celebrated her 65th Jubilee in 2021 and remains involved with St. John the Baptist Parish as one of its council members. Sister Ellen McCarthy is a woman religious we remember in the Diocese of Buffalo. But remember, she is just one of many more throughout the diocese that are touching and changing lives every day. If you have a sister active in your local parish or school, remember to take a moment to say thank you. I'm Tara Potzler. Thank you for listening.